College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am eating a salad right now. I will have yogurt for dinner. I will drink lots of fluids. And I will not be eating any cinnamon rolls, cookies, cakes, any of that stuff. Why? Because I want to fit into my dress that I bought to wear next Sunday to the Black Business Ball. It's an annual event. It's been going on 4 years. Nancy Corsa is the brain behind the Black Business Ball. She is joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Nancy, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. Thank you for having me.
Everybody is talking about the Black Business Ball. Every entrepreneur, you know, all the allies, everybody's like, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? And I got a dress. And when I bought the dress, Nancy, I was really doing good. Okay. I was eating my salads. I was taking my walks. And then I don't know what happened. I know what happened. It was the state fair. So I got out there and I got one of them donuts. And then I had a turkey leg. And then I had, you know, some stuff on the stick. And then I went for broke. And then they had the Dino's was across the street from the CCO booth. They had the Grey Duck vodka slushies. I lost the girl. And so I tried to put the dress on that I'm going to wear next Sunday to the ball. And girl, I'm going to just tell you, the dress was like, not going to happen.
It was looking back at you like, what have you done, ma'am?
Girl, okay. Girl, the kids was like, Mama, I can't get this zipper up. Girl, look, I'm mad at the kids. Like, I didn't eat the donuts. I was like, you're not trying hard enough. Okay, I'm going to need you to put some elbow grease into it. The kids was like, Mama, it's not moving.
Man, but you know what, Shaletta? So I guess I can't call you up to do the belly dance. Because as you know, it's themed as a night in Marrakesh. It's located in Morocco. It's going to be an incredible night to celebrate Black-owned businesses. And we just can't wait to see you there.
I cannot wait to be there. And where else are you going to go to a ball that has a belly dancer? Talk to me about the theme for the Black Business Ball, because you got really creative this year.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've had Coming to America. We've had 1920s. I really wanted to find something that would bring us a little bit of culture, you know. Marrakesh is in North Africa, and we belong everywhere, as you know. So I wanted to bring a little bit of culture, some different foods, different atmosphere to our city because we deserve it. And, you know, I don't know if people understand this, but Minneapolis is on the map. And we want to continue to bring incredible, incredible events and bring people together to network and really elevate each other. So for you to be our host, it's just tying everything with a beautiful bow. And I tell you, Shaletta, we couldn't do this without our incredible sponsors at MediaBridge, Stearns Bank, Gillette, U.S. Bank, Comcast, PNC Bank, Chase, EOS, Leap, and Olu. So I'm so grateful for your time. And we really can't wait to see all of you in your best attire Sunday.
Okay. Now, you got to tell everybody where it is and what time is going down and give them the website, because I don't want anybody who's hearing about this to miss out on it. It's not just a good event, but it's a way to show support. You know, people are always coming to me and saying, Shaletta, I want to hire more Black businesses, but I just don't know where they are. I want to, you know, get more Black contractors, but, you know, I don't know where to start. You start by going to the Black Business Ball. You know, you start
Absolutely.
By being in places where Black business owners are. You can't sit on your sofa and decide, I just can't find any Black businesses to work with. I can't find
Absolutely.
Any Black entrepreneurs to give them an opportunity. You're not going to do that sitting at the house. You're not going to do that in your own community. You're going to do that by getting dressed up and coming to the Black Business Ball next Sunday. So let everybody know what time, where it is, and give us the website.
Absolutely, Shaletta. So it's on Sunday, October 8th, happening at the Quincy Hall. The red carpet starts at 5 p.m. and the show starts at 6. And you can find tickets on blackbusinessball.com. And we also have a link that will take you to our directory where you can find Black-owned businesses all across the country. But you know what, Shaletta? I just thought about the first way to help us all is to reach out to Shaletta and continue to support Shaletta, because the way you amplify us is absolutely incredible.
Well, you know what I want to do? I want to train people how to treat us. I want to train people to understand and know that, you know, when you are doing business with a Black business owner, we're going to work harder for you. We are going to give you 110% of our brain matter. We are going to over deliver. And I tell this to people all the times when I'm in meetings, when I'm trying to tell them, look, hire me, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Let me do your marketing and social media promotions for you. Let me host your event. And what I tell them is we are going to over deliver because it's a Black woman in business. I know that if I don't overperform, you're never going to work with me again. You know, I was working with Teach for America and they were trying to, you know, promote their annual event. And I said, well, how many people do you need in the room? And they said, we always had the same 400 people. If we could get eight, that's good. I gave them 1,200 people. I was like, because if I give you eight, you're going to say I did what you asked me to do. But I have to overperform so that you come back to me and work with me. And then you tell you, I have to blow your mind. And that is not just me. That is every Black business owner that I know, whether it is Vanessa Drews with Cheesecake Funk or Sylvia Williams with Soul Grain or Divina Pittman with Nature Syrup. Every Black business owner that I know out here working and trying to make it possible for them to leave a legacy and have an opportunity to hire people and expand, they're working harder than they ever did when they were working for somebody else. And so I appreciate you giving out awards because you're going to be giving out awards at this thing. We're not just going to be eating and belly dancing and having a good time. You are also going to be spotlighting Black-owned businesses. Now, talk to me about some of these categories.
Yes, absolutely. So we wanted to make sure that we created a buzz around Black-owned businesses because a lot of people are out here doing work and no one sees them. And we want to really create our own celebrities, our own big brands. You know, it's not just the big names that exist. Black-owned businesses are here killing it. So we created some categories to highlight the youth, like our Next Generation Award, which is anyone under 18 years old. Now, remember, you have to be registered with the Secretary of State in order to enter. So people from the community nominated businesses. We have Woman of the Year Award, Entrepreneur of the Year. We have a couple of awards just to highlight people. We have Tasty Choice, which is all about food. And this is not really a competition. This is simply to show people that they need to be able to support. They need to be able to vote, so that we can continue to bring to the forefront the incredible work that Black-owned businesses are doing in this city. We are out here in force, and we have to continue to say our names and really, really talk more about each other. And like you said, and you always encourage me, we have to support each other. And it can't just be a word. It can't just be a sentence. It has to be an action. There has to be thought behind it. So that's what these awards are for. It's really so that others can clap for each other and everybody has their season. So we are so excited to give that opportunity to people to come out and celebrate others.
And that is going to be next Sunday at Quincy Hall. Red carpet starts at 5. This is about empowering the community. You know, this is about success. This is about awareness and support and celebrating diversity. And, you know, let's just be honest. A majority of the listeners of this show are not Black. Give me, Nancy, why we need our allies to step up and step into the room at the Black Business Ball.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I invite my allies sometimes or non-allies that we're trying to bring over, sometimes they feel like, well, maybe I don't belong there. That's exactly where you belong. This is your opportunity and chance to share space with the incredible people in the city that are working day in and day out to better themselves and elevate their community. This is your time to come and clap for them. If you can't come, you're free to donate a ticket to a Black-owned business and also donate an item or sponsor a business. At Black Business Enterprises, we help people file for their LLC, their EIN, get them a website, business cards, logo, branding. So if you can't come, show support by sponsoring one. And if you can come, wear your best tux, Brooklyn. We can't wait to see you.
Oh, my God. And I, girl, I got so excited. I sent a note to Jean Grant. She's with eWomen Network. It's a group that I just joined, and they support women in business. And you know, one of her, she's the new director, and one of her main concerns is that we're too white. We need some more diversity. You know, and she said, Shaletta, where can I go? How can I find more women-owned businesses? I said, girl, if you did that, I said, the thing about black women in business is, you know, we need networks that support us, and we don't have that. And if you just start showing up at our events and exchanging business cards and showing us that you care, we will show up and show out for you. So I told Jen, don't plan nothing next Sunday, because we're going to be over at the Quincy Hall. We're going to be hanging out, eating the food, celebrating, belly dancing, and having a good time with Nancy Corsa. I just thank you so much, Nancy. Now, before you go, you got to get everybody the website again so they'll know where to go.
Absolutely. Everyone, go to the blackbusinessballs.com. You can get yourself a ticket, or you can donate a ticket. You can also just support Black-owned businesses by looking at our directory and finding a vendor for your company. And thank you again, Shaletta, for having us. And continue to elevate all of us. You're incredible.
Oh, girl, I love you. And I love y'all, too. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the Shaletta Show.